Okay, today's daf is Yuma, daf Yud Dalet. We are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. As we continue here in the first parak, last section of the Gemara on the first Mishnah of the Masechta. We are on third line on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Just one ha'ara from yesterday, and that is somebody asked about the Minchas Chavitin for the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol She'avar, Kohen Gadol that is present. That's one of the differences quoted in the Mishnah of Masechta's Megillah. And one of the differences is the Minchas Chavitin. So that's only brought by the one that is the present Kohen Gadol, but it's the Beferish Mishnah. So I just forgot about that yesterday. Okay, third line, Tanu Rabbanan, third wide line, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Kohen Gadol, Makriv Onin Ve'eino Ochel. Halach is a Kohen Gadol. If he, Rachman al Islam, becomes an Onin, he loses one of his seven primary relatives, even though everyone else is in a state of Aninas Da'oraisa, which, according to everybody, there's Aninas Daraisa on the first day. That night, there's a Machlokas, whether it's Aninas Daraisa or Aninas Darabanan. Avelus is a Machlokas, whether that's Daraisa or Darabanan. Right? Some Gaonim, Bali Tosas follow as well, so they say that maybe all of Avelus is Darabanan. There's no such thing as Avelus Daraisa. Where's their source in the Torah for Avelus Daraisa? Right, that's Baalei HaTosfos. But the Rambam, the Rif, and others say, no, one day of Avelus is Daraisa, the first day. As long as the first day is the day of death and the day of burial on the same day, the Rambam and the Rif and others say that the first day is Daraisa. The Rambam himself asks on himself in the first halach of Hilchas Avel, how could I say that Avelus is only one day if there's a Beferish Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi that says the brothers set Shiva for their father? V'yaslav of Evel Shivas Yamim. So that's the greatest Doraisa source in the world. It's in the Torah. They said that it's a Shiva. It says the Rambam, Nitna Torah v'nischacha halacha. No, once the Torah is given, so then halacha is renewed. I'm quoting from a Gemara in the end of Maseches, not at the end, but towards the second half of Maseches Shabbos. And the Rambam learns from there that we don't require halacha nowadays to be exactly parallel to the halacha that was kept before Maimed Har Sinai, right? Just because there's a difference between the history of a mitzvah and the reason that a mitzvah is obligatory upon us. The Rambam's most explicit formulation of this idea is in the Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Chulin on Daf Kuf, where he gives many examples, Gid Hanasha and Bris Mila and other mitzvos which existed before Maimed Har Sinai, but just because they existed, it does not mean that that's exactly why we do it. Why do we do mitzvahs, the Rambam says? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do mitzvahs at Har Sinai. That's why we do Bris Mila. That's why we do Eivir Menachai. That's why we do all mitzvahs. And that's the Rambam's diak is Taryag mitzvahs Namru L'Moshe Misinai. Moshe gave us 613. He didn't give us 606 with seven holdovers. He gave us 613. So one of the differences is by the mitzvah of Avelus. Even though the mitzvah of Avelus might have existed 7 days before the Torah was given, once Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, it was decided that it's only one day. So that's the machlokas about Avelus. Regarding Aninus, it's a pasuk in the end of the Torah in Parshas Kisavo, that or maybe a Parsha Shmini, depending on what the source is. Aninus is for sure Daraisa. So for most individuals, Aninus has certain halachos. But for the Kohen Gadol, it has a unique application of halachos. The Kohen Gadol continues to do the avoda, even if he is an onein. The pasuk says, Umin hamikdash lo yetze. Right, mikdushasa lo yetze. He continues doing the avoda, even though he is an onev. Kohen gadol makriv onein ve'eino ochel, but he cannot eat the karbanos. Cannot eat the karbanos because he's not in a state of eating the karbanos. That was what Aaron HaKohen told Moshe Rabbeinu. That he would hayita b'nei Hashem v'yachalti chatas hayom hayita b'nei Hashem. Should I eat the karbanos? That was the machlokas we've had a couple of times already. When it comes to the unique karbanos that related to the Chanukas Mishkan, then fine. Maybe it's possible to eat that. But by a carbon that's going to be forever, the Seir Rosh Chodesh. So Aaron HaKohen says, how can I eat that? Hayita b'nei Hashem? And Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim. So he's makriv onin, but he does not eat the karbanos. If you look at Rashi on the third skinny line, Rashi says makriv onin derachmana sharyeh, because the Torah matirs him doing the avoda. Dichsiv la'avivu li'imo lo yitama. For his parents, he does not make himself tameh, right? Only the Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are the only two individuals that aren't betameh themselves for the seven primary relatives. Umin ha-mikdash lo yetze, v'lo yichalel. And that's the pasuk, and we darshan in Shchitas Kachim, b'meis aviv v'imo, de'eno tzarech latzeis b'kdushaso klal, lios omiru makriv, ki lo chila lavodaso. Bikach, umino yalfinan ha-kohen hedyod shalo yatzachilo. A kohen hedyod that continues doing the avoda is mechalo his avoda. But a kohen gadol doesn't. A kohen gadol stays and continues. Makrav oni ve'ino ochel, that's the day of the Tanakama. What is this being brought here? So we'll see a little later what this has to do with our sugya. Reb Yehuda Omer, kol hayom. Yehuda says, all day. All day what? Not clear. He just has a comment. All day. So my kol hayom, what does all day mean? Amarava lo nitzrucha elo lahavio mitoch beso. What do we assume Reb Yehuda means at first? It means that it's a mitzvah that even if he's not doing the avoda, he should bring him to do the avoda. Bring him, schlep him to the Beis HaMikdash to do the avoda. You find that he's an onin? Bring him. Why? Why would you schlep him to do the avoda? So Rashi, interesting Rashi, Lashon, Lavio Latoch Beiso, mitzvah hi sheyavi uhu la mikdash, la avod kalayom. It's a mitzvah to bring him to the mikdash. Why? So you might say, because he's a kohen gadol, because he should do the avoda. Rashi says, kedei lefakeach tzaro, in order to soften his pain, to weaken his pain, to take his mind off of it a little bit. Let him do the avoda. Let him do something. Well, that's a point. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to get his mind off of the avelis. If you look in the Chashukei Chemed, he discusses here the sheila. What is the appropriate behavior when it comes to an onein? When it comes to an avel, we kind of know there are halachas quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The avel is supposed to start the conversation when you go pay a shiva call. The focus of the shiva call is supposed to be about the niftar, but depending on the shiva house. Sometimes it's easier to do this, sometimes not. That's on the shiva house. That's the appropriate shiva houses is where that's the whole discussion about the niftar. But what about aninus? What are we supposed to be focused on about aninus also? Or are we supposed to try to change the subject and make them help deal with it and not focus on it? To talk to him, maybe should be like Avelus, focus on the niftar, or not, or try to get his mind off of it because he's focusing on it enough. So he has two paragraphs. He says, tshuva. So if we weren't doing this, we wouldn't catch the Rashi. But he knows Shas by heart. Says, oh, look in the Rashi. In Yuma, David Gimel Amabez, Mevor Mizeh, the mitzvah lahafik tzaro. You see from here, there's an idea, there's an inyan of softening and lessening the state. Ulashem kach yesh lavio mitoch beis lebeis hamikdash, kadei sheyavod avoda, v'yifachik tzaro. V'chem bin yoneinu. So too in our inyan. And even though we're about to see in a minute that this is not the accepted pshat of Reb Yehuda, but it wasn't rejected for this reason. It wasn't rejected because this idea is wrong. It's rejected for other reasons. But so it could be that this idea could last even Lamaskana on the one hand. But then he says, I'm not so sure. What does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? V'al tenachamehu b'shash ha-meisa muto lefanav. Right, when a mesa muto lefanav, that's not the time when I'm supposed to try to comfort someone when it's extreme, when he's in a state of aninus. Mashma sounds like from there that, you know, let them be. You can't do tanchumen yet. What about Rashi and the Kohen Gadol? So maybe there it's different. Shiny Kohen Gadol. Why? The Gemara says in Masechet Mar Katan that Kohen Gadol on every day of the year is like the rest of Am Yisrael on Yontif. Right, that's why there's no aninus by, or avelus by a Kohen Gadol. It's like the regel, because he's constantly in a state of lifnei Hashem. So maybe dafka Kohen Gadol, we have an idea of schlep him to do the avod lefacheach tsaro. But not by others. Ulam, but for sure, he says, in any case, right after the kvura, you have an idea to try to start nichumin and try to get him, yes, to talk about the avel, but try to help him move on. And maybe that's the idea of the Seudas Havra. Right after the kvura, we have the Seuda, right, we have the Shuros done, Hamakom Yenachem, right after the tanchumin start, right after the avelos. Because even though during, maybe, you don't have an idea to soften the situation, because you have to focus on it. After all, it might be just the opposite, right? They're usher to do mitzvos. Why are they usher? If Hashem really wanted us to soften, he doesn't quote this, but if Hashem really wanted us to be able to soften, he might say, you're potter from doing mitzvos. But we paskin like Tosfos, you're usher from doing mitzvos. Why usher? To give you the exemption, you can't focus, okay. But to say it's usher, it's mashma, why? Because the Torah says, we demand you to focus on the kvura. We demand you to focus on the mesa muta lefanav. So that's what it sounds like for like his maskana, that when it comes to a regular person, no, we should be focusing on the niftar. Right afterwards, then we start the process of moving on. State of aninus, we can't look forward. We can't move on. We have to focus on the state in front of us. Afterwards, that's when we start moving on. That's when we say Yiskad Lev Yiskad Shmei Rabash, and his name should be glorified, and we speak about Tchias HaMesim in the Kaddish after the Kvura. Right? That's not done before the Kvura, because up to the Kvura, the Avel, the Onain, is not looking forward in their life. They're looking at just what is in front of them. Okay, so that is the Machlokes Tanoim. So the Tanakama holds that the Kohen Gadol keeps his makriv and he does not eat from the Karbanos. And Yehuda says the whole day you can even bring him from his house, because not only do you not stop him, but you bring him. Amar Le Abaya, is that really true? Is that the understanding that we should have in the statement of Rabbi Yehuda? All Rabbi Yehuda says was the whole day. Kol Hayom Kulo. So we assume at this point it means that even bring him from his house the whole day. He's more Mako. Well, is it a cooler? Is it a chumra? He's Mako regarding allowing the Kohen Gadol to do it, but he's being machmir that he has to do it. So, says the Gemara, is that really true? Armalei Abaya. Hashta, L'Reb Yehuda, Afuke Mafkinonle. We have another place where Yehuda says, you take him out from doing the Avoda. So therefore you're going to say, we bring him in? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, if he's in the middle of doing the Avoda, and he hears that he lost a relative, he stops in the middle. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yigmar. Rabbi Yossi says he shall at least finish it. So you see from this Brisa that the blank, I'm not going to say yet, has to stop. Does not stop doing the avoda. Has to stop doing the avoda. So if you amrit my seat on lame talk beso, you're telling me that you bring it from his house? Steer up. So machlokas Rashi Tosfos, who are we talking about in this brisa? So on the one hand, Kohen Gadol would be a more parallel. If you don't mind Kohen Gadol, that would be wonderful, right? Because that would be an exact stira. How could Rabbi Yehuda say that's what Tosfos says? Tosfos says we're talking about Kohen Gadol. How can you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we shove him from his house? We have a brisa here that says no, that we force him to stop and leave. That would be an exact contradiction. Rashi does not say that. Rashi says we're talking about Kohen Hedyotir, and the question is on direction. It's not a direct contradiction. What do you mean direction? You see, Rabbi Yehuda in that brisa is of the assumption that he's more machmir regarding allowing the Kohen Gadol to the Kohanim to be involved in Avodos when they are in the state of Aninus. So you see there he's being more machmir here more than the other Shita. So it can't be that he's more makel in our Brisa when it comes to Kahuna Gadola. Again, one's about Kohen Hedyot, one's about Kohen Gadol, but still the direction that Rabbi Yehuda, what side he's on, is opposite. That's how Rashi understands it. Rashi, Lavio Hashel Rabbi Yehuda Fuki Mafkinon Le Lehedyot Onein Afilu Hischil BaAvoda. Even if a Kohen Hedyot started the Avoda already, we don't let him finish. Even though the other Shita says we do allow him to finish. So in our Brisa, we're going to say just the opposite. But it doesn't fit that it's going to be the opposite. We see, says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Bakravas Aninus L'Chumra V'Rabbanan L'Kula V'Kabe Kohen Gadol L'Chlifu Shidasan. So what, you're going to answer, according to Rashi, maybe you could have answered, Shaini Kohen Gadol Mikohen Hedyot. Maybe, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Tosfos again quotes Rashi, and he does not like it, that does not think that we're talking about Kohen Gadol, because, says, look at Tosfos, in the second to last one, Rashi Pirish Bekohen Hedyot Airi. I'm not sure when Tosfos says Rashi and when Tosfos says Kuntris. I haven't done a study on that. But there are ideas given by different Baalei HaTosfos. Remember we said, this is the Maharami Rutenberg, who quoted, wrote this Tosfos. So it could be the Maharami Rutenberg. Different Baalei HaTosfos call Rashi different. Some of the Baalei HaTosfos, some of Rashi's grandchildren, might have called them Kuntris, because at that time it was still Kuntris. We know Rashi, why was it called Kuntris Nobus? Because Rashi was a big Anav. When he went through the different towns, and he used to leave his Pirushim in notebooks, and he just wrote on them Shin Yud, Shlomo Yitzchaki. We added on the Reish, right? He didn't put it on his own Reish to make a Rabban Shal Yisrael a Reb Shlomo Yitzchaki. But they were Kuntrasim, they were notebooks, that's why Tosfos called them. Arami Rumberg was later, so it could be also among other suggestions that He went up and called Rashi once it was a little, the next generation. But either way, it says Tosas here, that Rashi's place called Het Yod, V'dochak as v'lefarish, and that's why it's a little difficult. It's a question about direction. It's not a question, a direct contradiction. V'li nira divi Kohen Gadol Airi. Tosas says, I think it's talking about Kohen Gadol. The Afa gav the Kohen Gadol Makrivoni. The problem with saying Kohen Gadol is that Kohen Gadol is Makrivoni. So what do you mean we throw him out? What do you mean we stop him from doing the avoda? So Tosas has to say that's a din d'rabbanan. Midoraisa, he can do the avoda, but you see in the price it's a midorabbanan. He doesn't do the avoda. Sfir le'afa gavta makrav oni. How do you mean the midoraisa? Alvo midorabbanan. Sfir le'rav Yehuda miniach avoda v'yotze. Right, he has to stop doing the avoda, as the Gemara will talk about in a couple of minutes. But either way, so we have a question now. When Rabbi Yehuda says kol hayom kulo, right, we don't think it could mean that you bring the Kohen Gadol to do the avoda when he is an onane. So, says the Gemara, Ella. It's all just Derech Agav. It's not 100% clear what the Rambam holds of this brisa. The Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam assumes the Rambam says like Tosfos. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos B'es Mikdash, when he quotes this, it's important just to go through it, the Rambam says, Im Kain, Mipnei Ma Nishneis Asharazu B'Kohen Gadol. What is the talk about the going into the base of Mikdash? Shekohen head yod shohaya b'mikdash b'avodaso. Halacha l'maisa. A Kohen head yod that's doing the avoda. V'shama shetlo shemes. Shehu chayev l'sabalolav. A Kohen hears that Rachman al-Aslan, one of his relatives, died. Af alpi she'eno yotse min ha-mikdash eino oved. By a Kohen head yod. He doesn't have to leave the base of Mikdash, but he doesn't do the avoda. Mipnei shehu onein v'im avad v'hu onein shal Torah chilel avodaso bein b'karben yachid bein b'karben sibur. The Rama holds that a Kohen Hedyot has to stop, and his b'chalel is avoda. It's one of the p'tuli avoda. Right, Matt, if you remember back in Zvachim, right, or ahead, right, the third parak, I think, lists off all the p'sulim of people doing the avoda. One of them is onein. So the avoda is nifsal. Aval Kohen Gadol Oved Kishu Onin Shnemar Amin Amikdash Lo Yesiv Lo Yechalel Klomar Yeshev Ya'avod Avoda Shahaya Oseg Ba Ve'ena Mischaleles. He should do the Avoda, continue the Avoda he's involved in. So what if he didn't start the Avoda? What about a Kohen Hedyot who's in the middle of the Avoda? Right, so that's not 100% clear. The Mishnah Melech here says, Mipshat Divar Rabbeinu Nira Da'av Kohen Gadol Eino Maschil Ba'avoda Ela Im Hischil Gomer. It sounds like from the Rambam that even Kohen Gadol only continues the avoda if he's in the middle of it. Because that's his lashon. He says, Kohen Gadol, he's yavod avoda shu osek ba. Does not sound like he begins another avoda. V'zeo ha-hefresh, and the difference between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot is that a Kohen Hedyot, even if he's in the middle, he has to stop. Kohen Gadol, if he's in the middle, he can't continue. But the Kohen Gadol himself does not start any new avodos. And then the Mishnah Melech says, U'braisa perakama de yoma daf yud gimel, the braisa that is quoted here, Machlokas Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi, it must be that Halacha is like Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi who says, Yigmar, right? And that's talking about, according to the Rambam, Kohen Gadol. That's the Mishnah Lamelech suggestion. Right, that is the suggestion that how the Rambam understands it like Tosfos, and that's why the Rambam gets the Shita that the only difference is finishing an avoda. Starting an avoda, even if you're the Kohen Gadol, you should not start an avoda if one is an onin. What about Aaron HaKohen? Maybe that was different. Right, the Chanukah HaMishkan, you know, you needed him to do it. But other than that, you wouldn't. Anyway, back to the question. So, what does the Rabbi Yehuda mean in the first brisa? The Tanakhama says the Kohen Gadol is makrav onim, but does not eat. And Rabbi Yehuda says the whole day. So, what does the whole day mean? So, Ela Amarava, my kol hayom, lomar, she'eno oved kol hayom. Kol hayom means he doesn't do avoda the whole day. All the way until nighttime. He's not allowed to do the avoda. At nighttime, he can. If you want to be, Rashi says, he wants to be makter the emurin overnight. That he can do. Why? Because Anina's Lila is Lavda Raisa, according to everyone. Right? So, says the Rabbi Yehuda, if you want it, you're not allowed to do the avodah the whole day. Gzeira Sheva Yochal. Because, even though Mida Raisa, he's allowed to do the avodah, it's learned out of Pasuk in Chumash, Mida Rabbanan, he's not, because Gzeira Sheva Yochal, Gzeira, he might come to eat during the avoda, and he's not allowed to eat. Look at Rashi again. Gzeira shem yochal kol hayom. Aser b'achilas kachim in haTorah. It's a pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, right? He's alo va'atlo achalti va'oni. Aval aninus halayla mishnik v'rameis bayom ena medere Torah ela medere sofrim. Paskas like that day of the Tanaim. Aninus layla after the Misa is derabanan, so we're not going to make a gzera in that case. But where the Isser is daraisa, so Rabbanan make a gzera, like any gzera that they make. The Rabbanan are oker, the heter min ha-Torah b'sheva al tase. Good. Amar le Rav Ada bar Ava le Rava umi Gaza Rabbi Yehuda Shema Yochal. So now we get back to what this has to do with Yuma. Do we really say that Rabbi Yehuda holds we're worried Shema Yochal? Like in this case, we don't allow the Kohen Gadol when he is an Onain to do the Avoda because we're worried Shema Yochal. So what about our Mishnah? The Otznan Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afisha Acheres Baskinin Lo. What do we say in our Mishnah? That we have an extra wife. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama says we have an extra Kohen Gadol because he's Choshesh for Tuma. But Rabbi Yehuda is Choshesh for Misa. So you have an extra wife just in case. Shema Tamus Ishto. Maybe his wife's going to die. But one second. Let's think about this for a minute. If his wife dies, then he's going to be an Onain. And we're going to allow him to continue doing the Avoda. V'i Maisa Ishto Ovid Avoda. V'lo Gazer. Why don't we say, what do you mean? At that moment, we should say, switch. Switch the Kohen Gadols. Right, because Shema Yochal, right? We shouldn't have him doing the avoda when he's an Onain. So why, in the previous case that we just brought, when he's Stam and Onain, we Rabbi Yehuda's Gozer Shema Yochal, and therefore he is not allowed to do the avoda while here in our Mishnah. He doesn't make such gzeiros. Omar le, Hachi Hashta. Wait a minute. Hasam over there, Kiva, meaning in our Mishnah, Kiva Dioba Kippurim Hu, Dekuli Alma Lo Ka'achli, Hanami Lo Asi L'Meichal. We're not worried here because nobody's eating. He's in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Now he doesn't see anybody else. He's not outside, but they answer, no, still, he sees the other Kohanim, he sees Am Yisrael, you know, trying to get a peek, trying to get a glimpse from the outside, right? He sees everybody there. He remembers his Yom Kippur. Hacha dekule alma achli hunami asi lemeichal. But any other day of the year, when he's an Onain, that's where we have the worry. Meaning, other people influence the chever, influence us. Looking around the outside influences us. So if we see nobody else eating, so then it's going to be easier for us to remember not to eat. Period. Let's just finish, and then we'll make a couple of comments. So now the Gemara says, v'chi haigavna michayli alei aninus. But one second. Remember what we said at the end of the shiur yesterday? We had the whole arrangement with the conditions of the Gerushin that he will ultimately not really be an Onain. Because right when he sees the woman about to die, his wife, he's gonna go to the Beis HaKnesses. So he's ultimately gonna be divorced. He's not gonna be an Onain. So what's the problem? What are we worried about? V'hamigrisha. So the Gemara says, you're right legally, but not emotionally. Nehi da aninus lochayo ale atrude milo mitrid. You're right. He's not going to legally be an Onain. But he's tarud. He's tarud, but he's going to be focused on his wife. He focused on the wife. And therefore, says the Gemara, that also is going to be a violation. He's not going to be able to eat properly. So that's why you can at least ask the question. Why? Says Rashi. Because you need to be in a state of simcha when you eat karbanos. Right, and it doesn't matter if the reason that you're not for simcha is legal aninus or practical aninus. Right, it doesn't matter. Says the Rashi right before the Mishnah, b'kad shebina lo simcha v'gdula. K'dichsiv l'char nesaten l'mashcha, k'derach sham alachem ochlim. And that's why you could still have this conversation about potential aninus, even if he really, deep down, wouldn't be an onay. Okay, a couple of points to discuss here. First, Rashi. So Rashi here says, as we just read, Kachim needs simcha and a state of mind in order to properly eat Kachim. If you look at the Ritva here, quoting Bali Atosis, he says, 1 minute. So if a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen is just lost a big investment, he's not allowed to eat Karbanos. What, any type of depression, any type of state? Similar question to the Gemara asked in Maseches Sukkah and Brachos by Osek B'Mitzvah. What, just because Tavas Finaso Bayam, right, you're going to have a patur from Sukkah? So a similar question here. Ask the Ritva. Chat says, quotes Rashi, first of all, that he's going to be upset. and it's a violation of the mashcha. Then he says, "V'hikshol abetosvus chada delo aser rachmana achilas kachim lemitztaer she'eno onein atu tavas vidasa bayam hachanami dasa bekachim." It's not a general state of you got to be happy. It's specifically aninus tirda. So once you're not in an onein, fundamentally, so even if you're going to be upset, we understand. But is that a violation of lamashcha? Just like we have elsewhere. Va'od to haksiv lamashcha bahem lo darshinan ela lomer sheyochal kodesh bitzliu b'chardal. And he quotes here other drashas on lamashcha, how you're supposed to eat it. So v'yesh lomar lafishitas Rashi zal. He says, let me explain, the Ritva says, let me explain a little bit what I think Rashi means. You're right, Baliatosis. A regular mitzayer that has nothing to do with aninus is not a violation. But here, avolzeh shehatzar ba'alo machmas misas she'eiro shehaisakfar. Kivan shelibo hayadave alav shehare machmas hatzorech girsha shapra karina ve'aninus. It's still close enough, says the Ritva, to call this aninus. Number one, he has a line which sounds like, well, maybe he's really upset that he had to divorce his wife. Right, he had to be in this forced predicament, like we spoke a little bit after Shir yesterday, that the Kohen Gadol is going to have to go like this. Every Yom Kippur is going to have to figure out this, that one of the wives is going to have to divorce. It's terrible. Right, you would think about it. Well, he wants to be married to this woman. And then once he's divorced, he can never get remarried to her. Right, because that's it, he's a Kohen. Right, so that's also part of it. But either way, at root, it's an aninus tirda. So even though legally, halachically, it's not a tirda of aninus, it's a tirda that flows from the aninus and the whole situation that took place, and therefore that's good enough to be a violation of the halacha of lamashcha. Related to this, he quotes this a line of being in pain before the because of the fact that he has to divorce. So just one Rambam Ravid, which I forgot, I didn't get to mention yesterday, but it also has to do with this. And that is the Rambam, when he quotes the halacha, remember we had the line yesterday about bayis echad velo shnei batim, that when the Rambam quotes that, he says, ve'eino nose shtei nashim la'olam ka'achas. The Kohen Gadol can never be married to two wives. Shneamar isha achas velo shtayim. That's the Rambam. And the Ravid says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. It says, Din Yom Kippur. What, the whole rest of the year? You're not allowed to marry to two women? Why not? Why is the Kohen Gadol any different than anybody else? Says the Ravid, Amar Vam Lonis Chavra Zos HaSvara Shelo Amru B'Mesechas Yuma Yud Gimel Ela Beso Amar Achmada V'lo Shnei Batim V'yafshar Shelo Ne'esar B'Shnei Nashim Ela B'Yom HaKippurim Shelo Yimashech Liban Achareyem V'yavo Lidei Tuma Aval Hadas No Senes Kein. But he says, after he argues on the Rambam, I don't know where the Rambam got this from, but then, very unusual, he says, you know what? But I think the Rambam makes sense. Hadaso senes kein, that he should never have two wives. Why? Kidei shelo yitzarech legarish erev Yom HaKippurim. What, every Yom Kippur he's going to have to divorce one of his wives? So that's where the Rambam must have gotten it from, says the Ravid. You're right, the halach is really, per se, he's allowed to have two wives, you know, other times during the year, but the fact that he's not allowed to have two wives on Yom Kippur, Mistama, we don't have a gerush in every Erev Yom Kippur. It's not the greatest of ceremonies. And therefore, says the Ravid, that's where the Rambam must have gotten it from. Ela shayni motza v'yisalo yoyod anashim nashayim. Okay, that's the suggestion of the Ravid. Similar to our Ritva, that's part of the pain he's going through. Right, gerush in itself is a ceremony that is not inherently one that is associated with simcha, even though that sometimes it's a mitzvah lagarish, the Gemara says, in certain situations, but it's not specifically associated with simcha or mitzvah. That's why there's an Abu Draham, the Abu Draham discussing Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? There are two major sources. There are many Rishonim that discuss it, but two major ones that discuss when do you say a mitzvah on mitzvahs, when do you not say a bracha on mitzvahs. So generally, 90% of mitzvahs we say a bracha on, but 10% we don't. So why don't we in all of those situations? On Kibbut of Aim and Stukka and other mitzvahs. So the Ravid, not the Ravid, the Abu Draham quoted here in his Sefer Abu Draham on the beginning of the Sefer, Berachas HaMitzvos, and the Rashba in Etshuva and Chelek Aleph of Shuvas HaRashba, I think it's Simon Yurches, I don't remember exactly. So those are the two sources, two major sources which discuss Birchas HaMitzvos. So he says, V'yesh mehem, he says, he goes through different reasons why you wouldn't say a bracha. Is it Tali B'das HaCherim? Is it this? Is it that? And then he says, Yesh mehem mipnei shehu mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. Some mitzvahs are associated with aveiros, and that's why Chazal never instituted a bracha. For example, Hashavas Gezela, Hashavas Ribis, Shiluach HaKan, Nami mitzvah haba'a ba'aveirahu. Dechsev lo sikach emal habanim v'im lakach to shalach to shalach. Wow. V'chein arifas peter chamor tifte v'seh v'im lo sifte v'arafto. On arifas, there's a mitzvah, a peter chamor, if pidyon peter chamor, there is a bracha. Bizman says, halacha l'maisa, if any Jew owns a donkey, and they have to switch it for the sheep, they make a bracha. V'chein sreifas nosar, all of these, v'al kula, numai de dami luhu, mishum davi mitzvah baba veira loma varchin on lay. They're similar. And then he says, eim varchin al chalitza, mishum de mitzvah baba veira hitaka avar ala se diibam. Avera is being here used loosely. It means we're doing the bidi evet. Bizman azeh, we have to do chalitza. That's the halacha quoted already in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch. According to our minhag, v'chein isha doesn't make a bracha on chalitza, but then he has the one that's important for us. V'ein mevarchin ala gerushin, kiddushin gets a bracha, not gerushin. Why? Disanui hamishaleach, as it says at the end of Gittin, v'isba avera. What does that mean? Aye, v'im nafshech lomar. Sometimes there are cases where there's a mitzvah to have gerushin. He says low plug, because some gerushins are not appropriate. So therefore, you don't make a bracha. Either way, he's using the word avera very, very loosely here. Shiluach HaKan. You know, that's pretty loose. But either way, that's the Abu Drah. But it relates to the fact we don't have a gerushin every Erev Yom Kippur. And therefore, that's maybe where the Rambam got it from. But that relates also to the Ritva's Pshat of Rashi right here. There is a discussion also that the Maritz Chayis has right here. So what did the Gemara suggest? The Gemara said, oh, maybe the Kohen Gadol shouldn't be able to do the Avodah when he becomes an Onain because he's going to come to eat. I guess the Maritz Chayis have a better question. Forget Aninus. What about every Yom Kippur? He's not allowed to eat. Why is the Gemara only bothered? Oh, if he's an Onain on Yom Kippur, he might come to eat. And the Gemara says, oh, but nobody else is eating. So it's okay. Why did the Gemara ask the question about every Yom Kippur? Why aren't we worried that the Kohen Gadol is going to eat? If Rabbi Yehuda is worried about Shema Yochal, so the Kohen Gadol should not be able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So what's the answer to that question? The Taz. What Taz? So let's read the Maritz Chayis. The Taz that we've mentioned many times. Eli says, Ayin, look at the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham asks this question. Eich avet avodim Yom Kippur, Shem Yochal. Why are you only asking for a case of Aninus? Eli treatas lakashem midi. Look in the Taz. In Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, where the Taz of Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha of not, we know there's an Issur Derabbanan on Shabbos and Yontav not to play musical instruments, and the halacha is that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so then we hold that there's no shofar. Asks the Taz, why do we only say that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Why don't we say every Rosh Hashanah? You shouldn't blow shofar on Shabbos. Gzeir Shemiyah, right? Shemiyah Slachin Klei Shir. Why isn't shofar included in the Isser Drabbanan always of playing musical instruments on Shabbos or Yadda? You can't blow shofar on Sukkos. It's an Isser Drabbanan. You can't blow shofar on Shavuos. Isser Drabbanan. So why don't we say this Isser Drabbanan of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos? Says the Taz, famous comment. We'll make it famous now for you those who never heard it before. And that is, the Rabbanan do not have the power to answer something that the Torah explicitly says is mutter. The Torah says something's mutter, the Rabbanan are allowed to hurrah, shah, a one-time thing, knock it out. But forevermore, for eternally, to knock out a mitzvah, that it's an act, it's something the Torah says is mutter, what it's not allowed to do. So they could say that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. Because then when Rosh Hashanah falls out on weekday, you still blow shofar. They're not knocking out the mitzvah. But to say that there's no shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that doesn't work. Because the Torah says, you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So says the Maritz Chayis, the Torah says, the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So we can't say, oh, Shema Yochal, he can't do the Avodah. The Torah says to do the Avodah. So therefore, it can't be that it's allowed. The other example given by the Taz is the pasuk in Parshas Tazria, where the pasuk says, "Ubayom Hashmini Yimol Basar Alaso." That pasuk is totally extra because we know Bris Milah from elsewhere, and we know Day 8 from elsewhere. So Chazal Darsha from that pasuk, "Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos." That if a Day 8 baby Bismano is on Shabbos, Bris Milah Zocha Shabbos. So ask the Rishonim already. Tosfos the Ran, why aren't we goes there that you can't do Bris Milah on Shabbos? Gzeira, you might carry the knife. Gzeira, you might carry the shofar, the begilla, the lulav, you might carry the knife. So we should just, like in other cases, you knocked out a mitzvah d'oraisa, lulav and shofar, says, oh, to you, you should knock out the mitzvah d'oraisa. So says the Taz, no. The Torah explicitly says you could do a bris milah on Shabbos. That's what that Pasuk in Tazria is saying. So if the Torah says you could do a bris milah on Shabbos, the Rabbanan do not have the authority to say, don't do bris milah on Shabbos. Never. No. They can say, don't shake lulav on Shabbos when the first day falls out on Shabbos. But the other years you can. But the Rabbanan can't say that you can't do Bris Milah on Shabbos. It's just not going to work. Right? So that's the Taz in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. It's also in Hilchas Nedarim. That Taz is quoted in both places. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, second Mishnah in Pesach is Yomah. Here we go. Kol Shivas HaYomim, all 7 days before Yom Kippur, we have to get him in practice. Hu Zorek Es Hadam, Umak Tiras HaKtores, Umei Tivas HaNeros. He does all the Avodas to become accustomed to doing all the avoda. He does the zrikas adam, and he burns the ketores, umeita vesaneris, and he cleans out the candles, umakriv vesaros vesaregel, and he's makriv parts of the carbon tumid, vesharkal yamim, any other day of the year, imratzel hakar makriv. He could do it if he wants. The Kohen Gadol could always say, I'd like to do this today. Even if you were chosen, and you were supposed to be the one to do it, but he could do it if he wants. She Kohen Gadol makrav chelik barosh v'notah chelik barosh. The Kohen Gadol could always do it whenever he wants. Right? The Radvaz quoted on the Rambam when he quotes this halacha is even after, let's say, there was a lottery and he was chosen already and he's ready to do it. Kohen Gadol could come in and say, "Sorry, I'm doing the avoda, but just during this week he has to, because he has to be in practice." There's something to say on the Mishnah, but first we're going to continue. Mantana, who is the opinion of our Mishnah, who says that he does the Avoda the entire week? Amar Rav Chisda, Delok Rabbi Akiva. It must be against Rabbi Akiva, Di Rabbi Akiva. Why? What does Rabbi Akiva say? Ha'amar, Tar Shenafal Lav Hazah Timato. Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see soon, holds that the ashes of the Paraduma, the ashes and the water, we know if that's sprinkled on somebody who's Tameh, it makes them Tahar. But Rabbi Akiva holds, if it's sprinkled on somebody who is Tahar, it makes them Tameh. So we learned earlier, if you remember, that throughout this week, the Kohen Gadol has the ashes of the Paraduma sprinkled on him, just in case he was Tameh Meis. So this Mishnah says that he does the Avoda. He does the Avoda, but if he had the ashes sprinkled on him, according to Rabbi Akiva, that makes him Tameh. It must be our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, he'd be Tameh. He wouldn't be able to do the Avoda. Hechi, right? Di, Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar Tarash, Nava, Lav, Hazah, Timaso. Hechi, Yavad Avoda. Titanya, Vihiza, Tara, La, Tameh. As the Pasuk says, the Tar, the one who is sprinkles it on the Tameh person, Al HaTameh Tahar, V'Al HaTar Tameh. That's the difficult halacha of Paraduma, Devar Rabbi Akiva. That's what he says. Right? That's what Shlomo Melech couldn't understand. V'chachamim omrim, no, the chachamim hold, that pasuk is teaching me something else. Ein dvarim halalo amurim, ela bidvarim hamakablin tuma. That's only teaching me that hazah is only called a hazah if it goes onto something that is mekabel tuma. Meaning, if the hazah goes onto an animal, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, which is not mekabel tuma, a dead animal is tuma. But an animal that is alive is not mekabel tuma. So if it goes onto an animal, then that's not called a hazah. L'may nafkamina, the Gemara is about to say, whatever water is left on the branch of the azov is not called shirayim of an avoda, because there was no avoda done. So it's just pasal. It's possible because it was used not for the avoda paraduma, so it was used for something else. That's called avoda biparaduma, so it becomes nifsa. That's the nafkamina the Gemara is going to say in a minute. Mahi, let's explain it.
So at the top of the Sanhedrin, on the one hand, you're being mazim to shash and he's tummy, on the other hand, you push him to do the avoda.
I'm saying, so that's why Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, it would not be good. We're being mazah on him just in case, but we really assume he's tahar, deep down. So that's why according to Rabbi Akiva, we would not allow him to do the avoda. That's exactly the point. That's what. According to Rabbanan, we're doing it, but this is not making him tamei. So we're just covering ourselves. It's a chashash, but there's no downside according to Rabbanan.
The downside is that if he was tamei, that means to be doing the avoda.
The downside is that, well, we don't know that he's tamei. So we don't know. We're doing this. We're doing the hazah just in case. But we don't think so. We're allowed to be machmir here. We're allowed to be mako because we need him to practice. Mahi kiditznan. What is this? Lachlokos Rebekiva and Chachamim. The Mishnah says niskavin lahazos ala behema v'hiz ala adam. If I, for whatever reason, I'm doing the hazah of the paraduma and I have kavana to do it onto an animal, but it ended up going onto a person. A person is makabel tuma. So then im yesh be'ezov yishne. If there is still Afer and my the May Afer on the Azov, on the hyssop that I dip in, and the Yishna, then I could use that again. Why? Because it wasn't Nifsal. The Hazah that I did was called a Hazah. It was on a Dover HaMakabal Tumah, meaning a person, and whatever was left in the Azov is still kosher. Niskavin l'hazos ala adam hiz ala behema, but if I actually was mazeh on a behema, which is eino makabel tuma, im yesh be'ezov lo yishmeh, even if there's still left, then you're not allowed to use it again. Right? That's the halacha that's learned out from the pasuk. My time is Rabbi Akiva. What is the reason of Rabbi Akiva? That he says, tamei tar tar tamei, nechtov rachmana v'hiz ha-tahar alav. Just say that. My al ha-tamei, shma mina al ha-tamei tahar, v'al ha-tahar tamei. That's Rabbi Akiva. V'rabbanon, hi, l'dvar ma'makavon tumudasa. No, that pasuk is teaching me this, as we just explained. Aval hacha kavachomuhu. And they argue that Rabbi Akiva kavachomer. It's logic. Im alatame tar, alatar lo kol shekein. As we would have said, if these ashes, if the mei chatas go onto a tame person, makes him tahar. So surely the tar person shouldn't make him tame. V'Rabbi Akiva, hi, no, tukamar shlomo. Akiva said, no, that's the point. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says. Amarti echkum avi rechokum imani. That's exactly the problem of Paraduma, that we can't understand it. Shlomo HaMelech, even Chacham Mikal Adam, couldn't understand it. Virechokum imani. Virabbanan. If you want to look, not for now, the Klei Yakar in Chukas tries to discuss that Tumah is always brought out by Tahara. There's always contrast. And that's why he tries to give a svara for this sheet of Rabbi Akiva, but pashtus, it's just rechoka mimeni. V'rabbanan, hahu, what are the rabbanan? How do they interpret that pasuk in Koheles? What's Shlomo HaMelech referring to? Hahu lamaze ulamazin alaf tahar. This is the problem. The one who is sprinkling and the one who is sprinkled upon is tahar, v'nogea b'han tameh. But if somebody who is not involved in the process touches it, they become tameh. So that's also problematic, why that should be. Period. Says the Gemara, really? Umazet tahor? The one who is doing the sprinkling is tahor? Vehaksiv, umazet mehani dayechabes pagadav. It says the one who sprinkles has to wash his clothing. He's tummy too. The Gemara says, no, my mazet nogea. That mazet does not mean mazet. It means someone who touches it, shalol litzarech. I vehaksiv, mazet, vehaksiv, nogea. What do you mean? The same pasuk says mazet and nogea. So you see, mazet doesn't mean nogea. So, va'od, and also the pasuk has different halachos by the maze and the nogeya. Maze ba'i kibus begadim, nogeya lo ba'i kibus begadim. So it's clear that maze, nogeya, and maze are different people. So, elamai, maze, no say. Okay, you're right. Maze doesn't mean you touched it, it means you carried it. No say. Again, the real maze is tahar. But the nogeya and the nosei are tame. Says the Gemara, v'nichta rachmana nosei. So why don't you just say nosei? Why do you say mazeh? Why is it so confusing? My time exim mazeh. Hakamashlan to be in shir hazah. To teach me another halacha that you need enough to sprinkle in the keli. That's good according to the opinion that you need that. But if you say you don't need a shear, so Michael Amemar, so then you're back to the question of why it says the word maze if it doesn't really mean it. So Gemara says, Afilo Mandamar Azo ain't Sri Hashir, Hanimili Agaba de Gavra. Even if you say you do not require a shear, that's just in terms of how much is sprinkled upon the person. There is no shear. Aval b'mana tzricha shear. But everybody agrees that you need a shear in the kli itself. It's none. Kama yehe bohem yehe kedei azah. How much has to be in the kli in order to be considered kedei azah? Kedei sheyitbol rashi givolin v'yazet. That you dip the stems in and you can sprinkle. So therefore everybody agrees and that answers the question. But that is all. The past 20 lines. That is all the suggestion that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who says that we assume that Rabbi Akiva agrees to the opinions earlier that you do sprinkle on the Kohen Gadol throughout his 7 days. If you assume that, so Rabbi Akiva would say that he becomes Tame, and you come Tame Vadai, and you wouldn't allow him to do the Avodah. Yes, your question from before. The whole point of our sprinkling is that he's Tame Safik, so how can he do the Avodah anyway? But that's just Safik. So we'll take our chances with the Safik and still allow him to do the Avodah, because we need him to practice. But if he's Tame Vadai, he for sure can't do the Avodah. So that is all day number one.
And the Kli is the
Nosei? And the Kli, the Nosei, right, that's what that word is referring to, the shear in the kli. Abaya Amar, and Abaya says maybe not on this whole discussion. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Akiva, maybe even Rabbi Akiva would be able to fit into our Mishnah. Da Avid Avoda Kula Yome. What does he do? The whole day does the Avoda. Towards the end of the day, Ulapanya Maduale. Towards the end of the day, you sprinkle on him. V'tabal V'Avid Harif Shemesh. Right, 10 minutes before Shkia. Right, you sprinkle on him. He goes to the mikvah. Then he waits for Arif Shemesh, and he's tar anyway. So the Mishnah can fit into the Rabbi Akiva Shita. Just one ha'ara, and that is, we had back on this whole din of doing practice. We want the Kohen Gadol to have practice. Why? Because we want him to be able to do it correctly. Why? So Rashi has one extra line. Rashi on the Mishnah says, he does it, Kidei sheyehe ragil u'mizuman ba'avodas Yom HaKippurim. Right, he can be ready and acting properly, umizuman, to do the avoda of Yom Kippur. And there is, let me just find it, the Rashi's lashon, that they're medayik in, sorry, let me just find the discussion. Rashi, it's the next Rashi. Rashi says later on, there also, where's the lashon? I have to find there's another line in Rashi that says, so that the tzom isn't so hard for him. To find, is a Rashi here, I'm sorry, it's quoted, just forgot exactly where it is, but we'll get to it after. So the tzom is not so hard for him. The post can discuss, is Yom Kippur, are we supposed to make it harder for us, ourselves, or not? Are you allowed to take medicine before Yom Kippur so you don't feel the fast so much? Or is that a violation of the kiyum of Inui? So that's a discussion in some of the poskim. The Chashuk Yechemet discusses it, and others discuss it. Maybe it's a machlokas, he suggests, between Rashi and the I'm sorry. I couldn't find the Rashi. It's the Pirshim Mishnayis here. The Rambam, against the Rashi. The Rambam, the Pirshim Mishnayis here, says, Kedesha Tehenocha Alav Yom Som Kippur. That's why you do all this practice. So it doesn't sound like he's doing the Avoda when he's fasting. If he doesn't know the Avoda so much, it's going to be more difficult to fast. But if he knows it well, it's like he'll be on autopilot. So it sounds like from that Rambam that the point of the fasting is not to feel terrible, but it's different. Maybe just to feel like, be like Malachim, to have a kiyum shvisa. So again, it's not for now, but that is an important discussion. Rashi just says that he's good at it, and the Rambam has that contrast of, so that tzom isn't so hard for him. Vayter. Umakter zaktaras umeita vasaneros. And what does he do? He's mocked to the Ktoras, and then he cleans out the Neros. Alma Ktoras Bereisha v'hadar Neros. So what do you see from our Mishnah? That the Avoda of the Ktoras each day is before the cleaning out of the candles. V'remeinu, what do you mean? Doesn't the Mishnah say Meseches Tamid, where it goes through the whole Avoda? Three consecutive Mishnayas. Misha Zacha B'Disha Mizdecha Panimi. Misha Zacha B'Menorah. Misha Zacha B'Ktoras. You have the Avodos, so the Ktoras is after the Menorah. So, Amar Avhuna, Mantana Tamid, Rav Shimonisha Mitzvahu. The author of Mizdechas Tamid is a specific Tana, and he argues, so Rav Shimonisha Mitzvah. So that says the Gemara Bavaha Ifcha Shamin Alei. But we heard from him just the opposite. Ditznan. The Mishnah says there, later on in Tamid, Balo Lekeren Mizrachas Tzvonis, when you do the avoda of the Karbanos, what's the halacha? You come when you do the sprinklings of the Karban Ola, Balo Lekeren Mizrachis Tzvonis, no say Mizracha Tzvona. Ma'aravas Dromis, no say Ma'arava Tzvona. What do you do by all Karbanos Ola? Also by the carbon tamid, it's shtaim shehin arba, as we know. So you sprinkle on the northeast and then the southwest corners. That's though what the Mishnah says. V'tani Allah, Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzpeh, Mishana. Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzpeh says the carbon ola, the tamid is different than other carbonous ola. Regular carbonous ola is shtaim shehin arba, as we just described. But the carbon tamid, no. Mishana b'tamid. Mizrach tzvona, it's nosi mizrach tzvona. As we just said, the northeast corner. Ma'arav is dromis. Nosin Ma'arava V'yachad Nosin Droma. You got to do it on the west side and then on the south side, right? You're walking counterclockwise from the northeast around. So you see Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpah argues on Shitos in Meseches Tamid. So he can't be the author of Mishnayos Tamid. So we try again. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Mantana Seder Yoma, Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpah Hu. No, our Mesechta, Rav Yehuda HaNasi, wrote anonymously, but really is Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. And that's why he doesn't have to agree with Meseches Tamid. Says the Gemara, Barami Seder Yoma, Seder Yoma. Okay, let me ask you a stira within Seder Yoma. What did our Mishnah say? Again, first Ketores and then the Neros. What does it say later on, though? In the Mishnah on Daf Chafei, Ditznan, Pius Hasheni, the second Goral that's done, Mi Shochet, Mi Zorek, Mi Medashi, Mizbeach HaPnimi, Hu Tashchit Hazrika, who's cleaning out the Mizbeach, Umi Medashi, Niz HaMenorah, Umi Malei Varam Lakevesh, who's bringing the limbs up the ramp, Pius Shlishi, Chadashal Mektores, Bov Afisu. Whoever's new to the Ketores, come and do it. So you see there too, the Neros are before the Ketores. So how does our Mishnah have the Ketores before the Neros? So two answers given. One on today's daf, and the next one's going to be on tomorrow's daf. First there, Amar Abaya lo kasha, kan batavish de Neros, kan batavish chamesh Neros. There's a Mesorah that we have based on Psukim. You split up the two and the five. First you do five, and then you do the Ketores, and then you do two. Which ones, Rashi, other Gemaras talk about which ones. Is this at night? Is this also in the morning? Remember the Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says we only light the menorah at night. The Rambam Paskins, we light the menorah in the morning also. That's where the minhag comes from, of lighting in the shul. Chanukah in the morning, also, based on the Shitas Rambam. So, 2 and 5, that's the difference. Says the Gemara, Lameimra de Bektores Mafsik Lahu. What, is that saying that the Ketores is the avoda that's between the five and the two? But really, that's a machlokas. V'ha Abaya Masader Ma'arach Mishmat de Gemara. Abaya, as we know, some of the minhag to say, Abaya have a Masader in the morning. He was Masader everything in the morning in the name of the Mesorah that he heard. Bidam HaTamid Mafsik Lahu. He has the avoda of the Zrikas Hadam HaTamid in the middle. Not the Ketores. So Amri lo kasha hahila b'shalva l'rabbanan. You're right. It's a machlokas tanoim. What is in the middle? Ditanya lo yetiv asaneros v'achar kach yaktir. Don't clean out all of the candles and then do the haktara el yaktir, but do the haktaras in the middle. V'achar kach yetiv and then do the last two. Abishalom omer meitiv achach maktir. Abishalom says no. You do the hatava and then on all of them and then you're maktir. So again, it's a machlokas tanoim. So it's okay to have at least according to one opinion the ketores in the middle, and that's what Abaya says. The difference between our Mishnayos and Meseches Yuma is between the five and the two. Two ha'aris. One is a short one, and that is Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva in Yabia Omer where he talks about Abaya havi masader seida hamaracha, and he suggests that maybe you should switch around the words in the first sentence. Because Abaya hava, if you take the last letter of Abaya, which is a yud, and then the next word is hey vav hey, if you put those together, you have Shem Hashem. And if you say it very quickly, you might be pronouncing the Shem Hashem. Abaya hava. But if you say that quickly, then maybe it's not appropriate. So he suggested maybe you should say Misader Havi Abaya, say that Maracha. Just switch around the so you're not violating Hogias Hashem Bosi Yosef. Number one. Number two is the discussion of Chadashim LeBakorim Bo'ov Afisu. So as many know that this is also connected. Why it is a good question. A connection between the Ketores, which is only allowed to be done by one Kohen in his life. He's never allowed to do it again unless all the other Kohanim have a chance to do it, which is never going to happen in one Kohen's lifetime, because it's a skula for Ashiris. So that's why it's Chadashim Labakarim. Only if you've never done the Ketores before can you come and do it. So that's somehow connected to Sandakaus. The Rama quotes a daya of only being a Sandik once, right? A father shouldn't be Mechabe a person more than once because Chadashim Labakarim Bo'ov Afiso. Sandakaus is also a skula for Ashiris. Says the Gra in one of the greatest lines ever on Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya. The Gra says, I don't know, I've seen a lot of Sandiks that have not gotten rich. So I don't know what exactly the Ramah is talking about. Right? Ein lo shachar. I don't know exactly what he's talking about and what's the connection between the Ketores and the Sandakaus. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan also in Yaradeya there says, this is something mystical. It is not v'atarchu gdolam bazeh, dadu ktores lo haya rashoya koin lahakrav kama pamim. They wouldn't, but he can if he wanted to. So that's why he says, not so clear where this minhag comes from. Libi omer li d'ikar ha'inyan hu mi'advarim ha'ne'elamim. No, it's from Kabbalistic sources. L'maisa, l'maisa is in mutter. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, sometimes people are machabi the Rebbe or the Rav. He says, he's like a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol can do whatever he wants. So a Rav is like, and other Noda Behuda also writes in the Tshuva that there is no problem whatsoever if one wants to be Mechabed a grandfather, wants to be Mechabed, others. Rav Yashiv writes here, he doesn't understand the Ramah, and Rav Yashiv writes, if you're a Bailam on something, then you have control over it. Right, the Kohen Gadol is Bailam, so he can do whatever he wants. So the father is a Bailam on the Bris Milah, so he can do whatever he wants. The Kohanim are not Bailam on the Torah, any one Kohen. That's why you have to take a lottery. But if you're a Bailam on a certain Avoda, then it would be Mutter. Okay, there's a lot there in terms of Sadakos, but Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.